Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. I haven't posted in little under a month and a half. I have been thinking a lot about different things and kind of didn't really have an idea to talk about. I think I say this almost every podcast, but I don't really make podcasts unless I have a very straightforward idea that I feel like I can talk about for 10 to 15 minutes. And I think this is also a topic that I may have mentioned before in one of my videos or one of these podcasts, not directly as a topic, but just as a more or less point of view idea, more or less being part of a bigger idea maybe or bigger topic. And that is that I don't believe that anyone in this world has it truly figured out, right? And I think that's actually perfectly fine, more than fine. I think it's actually something that is beautiful and something that we should talk a lot more about. And it kind of connects to like the fact that none of us are perfect and none of us, you know, will ever be perfect. But it also talks on the fact that just because you may not have something, you may have something that someone else wants and vice versa, right? You may have some kind of situation that someone else is dreaming for while you're dreaming for something that they have. Some examples are you may have a lot of money, but not someone you care about, you know, a relationship or whatnot. And another person doesn't have a lot of money, but they have someone they really care about in a relationship and they want more money, right? So it's, or one person has a job that makes a lot of money, but they work a lot of hours, and the other person doesn't make a lot of money, but they don't work a lot of hours. And the person who works a lot of hours, but makes a lot of money, wants to work less. And the person who works not so long wants to make more money. So the grass is not always greener on the other side, in the sense that no one has everything, right? There's no perfect situation in life. And I think once we kind of talk about that amongst ourselves and with others who are close with us as well as colleagues, it can sometimes be very powerful and very grounding, because it allows you to realize that I have a lot to be grateful for, right? And you have a lot to be grateful for. And you may have things that I want, and I may have things that you want, right? So instead of complaining, rather look at what you have and kind of know that there is someone out there who's probably praying to be in your situation. And I think we forget about this because we look at our life as our life, and that our life being the only one that exists and the only one that matters, when in actuality, I think the population is 8 billion. There's 8 billion lives going on at the same time. So if you think about that, there's 8 billion people with 8 billion problems, with 8 billion situations and 8 billion dreams, 8 billion goals. You know, people have sometimes multiple goals, right? So you just times that by 2, 3, 4, and it's an infinite number. It's crazy, right? So if you start to think about that, you say like, hey, like, yeah, I don't really have X, Y, and Z yet. I don't really have the situation that I want in life, but I do have a lot of great things that I think, you know, are valuable to a lot of people. Maybe I should focus on giving the stuff I already have a little bit more value and not really focus on the things that I don't have, right? And I think that's something I've said, definitely said. I said focus on what you have, not what you don't have. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. Focus on the things you can control, not on the things you can't. Again, it's all perspective. But I think a lot of us get down on ourselves because we say we're not at point X, Y, and Z. We're not doing this while other people are doing that, right? It's common thing. It's a common thing. It's jealousy. It's comparing yourself to one another. The list goes on. But I think this is not only a natural phenomenon that we all do throughout our childhood and into our adulthood and throughout the years of adulthood, but it's also something that can also really empower us, right? Because it can say like, hey, like I have this, you know, let me help someone else who wants to get this, and let me work with someone who has something that I want, right? So if I see someone, if I have a friend who, for example, has a very strong relationship with someone, you know, it could be another friendship, it could be the family, it could be a girlfriend, it could be a boyfriend, that's something I want. I want to try mirror what they're doing. I want to kind of learn what makes them successful, vice versa is that if I'm successful in something, let's say I'm good in the gym or I'm good with my finances or whatever, and my friend or someone who I know wants to get better at that, they could come talk to me and they can work with me to be better at that, right? So I think that's when it comes into a very positive situation. It turns into a very positive situation where it can be a win-win situation. What is not a win-win situation is if you focus too much on what other people have and what you don't have and not focus just on yourself, right? Like me focusing on other people's achievements materials, like if they have a nicer house than me or they have a nicer car than me, is not going to change anything about me. The only thing is that's going to change something about me is myself, right? So if I see someone else having a nice car, me sitting in my car and saying, oh, I'm so jealous about that car, it's not going to do anything. But me saying, hey, I want to learn how that person got that car. I want to see how they made that much money to get that car. How did they stay motivated, right? So that's where learning from others comes into play, right? Being a sponge when you're with others, surrounding yourself with people who are more successful than you in different avenues, right? The saying, don't be the smartest person in the room. Surround yourself with the smartest people. When they say that, they don't mean the smartest people in one field. They mean people who are smart and successful in a lot of different fields, right? So if you surround yourself with people who are successful and smart in different fields, you'll eventually become the combination of all that, right? You become the person you surround yourself with. So that's something that's really important that we sometimes take for granted. We're so focused on looking at what other people have and complaining that we don't have that we lose opportunity to actually learn how we can get there and even go further, right? So next time you see someone who's healthy or fit and you may be jealous, right? You're like, oh, I wish I had that body. It's not fair that they have that body. Like, I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to do this. Ask yourself, can I maybe talk to the person and understand how he or she does this, right? How does he balance this stuff? How does she, you know, still work a job, have a social life and do all these things, right? And another thing is like, maybe they could take something from you, right? Maybe you have something to offer. Like we all have something to offer. Even people who don't think they have something to offer, they do. Everyone has a unique perspective and everyone has had unique experiences and therefore everyone can offer something unique, right? So I think the fact that no one has it figured out is a very positive thing if you change your perspective, right? One way you can look at it is be humble, right? Realize that just because you're struggling and getting somewhere, achieving something, doesn't mean that no one else is doing that. They probably have different struggles, right? We sometimes see like famous people or famous athletes and we say like, oh, they probably have a perfect life. They have everything sorted out. And then we read about these stories that they're not sorted out, right? Some unfortunately commit suicide. Some go through divorce. Some people go through drug abuses. Some people, are expressing very angry and sad sentiments. And we realize that these people are human beings just like us. So sometimes it's good to realize that even the people we think are amazing and have it all done for them and everything is perfect for them, actually may be the biggest one struggling, right? And as sad as it is to see, you know, famous people who have hurt themselves or who've gone through really difficult divorces or situations, it's hard to see and no one wants anything like that to happen to anyone, right? No one wishes on to that. I definitely don't. But it is very eye-opening because it allows you to realize that here's someone who makes so much money, right? So much money and so much success, yet this person is miserable, right? I sometimes see these very talented artists, these musicians, some of them I really like, who are now no longer with us, you know, take their life. And I'm like, what? Like, they had everything. They have money. They have fame. They have people who adore them, which I guess is fame. They have a talent. Well, what is missing? What is missing? And sometimes there's no answer. Sometimes it's like none. But it allows me to realize that everyone has a different perspective. And just because I think everything is perfect in their lives doesn't mean they actually have it all figured out in their life. They may be struggling more than me, right? I may have more to be happy about and be grateful for than they do. Like, I don't know. So I think that's a very powerful thing that I sometimes do. I look at, you know, celebrities and I kind of say like to myself, like, look, they have everything. They have a lot of money. They have fame. But they don't seem happy, right? And I'm sure some of them are happy. I'm sure the fame and money is nice. But it's not everything, right? It's not everything. And I think we look at 1, 2, 3 and think it's the same number where everyone is kind of, you know, all good, but we, you know, realize that we forget to realize that 1, 2, 3 is all different situations, all different numbers, right? That kind of made no sense. But my point is that, like, we look at 1, 2, 3, you know, imagine your head as person 1 being great, person 2 being great, person 3 being great. And in actuality, each one of those numbers have different experiences and different feelings and different perspectives that we don't always know at all, right? So it's really important to remember to, you know, be humble and realize that in the end of the day, we are all struggling in our own way, and that's part of life, right? Life is about different struggles and different mountains to overcome, right? And when you overcome that, and when you achieve, it's a great feeling. And we all do achieve things in our life with, you know, different, you know, varieties. But at the end of the day, we really do. So I think in the end of the day, I think we really need to realize that us as human beings are unique. And even though we may think someone has it all figured out, we may think someone has everything that they need and everything that we want, chances are there's something you're not seeing. There's something that you're not seeing. That's why, for example, a lot of comedians are actually very sad inside, right? They laugh and laugh and make people laugh, but they're actually really sad inside. The richest people in the world can buy anything, but they want something that they can't buy, right? People who have the nicest family and everything, you know, was perfect, they have probably things that they want that they don't have, right? So it's like always greener on the other side in our mind, but in actuality, it's not as green as we think. It's just like our lives, right? We have good and bad and ugly, right? So I think it's like perspective from your side, but it's also perspective. It's also taking perspective of the other side, right? Like taking account to what the other person may be going through. Like, look at your life, look at what you've been through, and ask yourself, like, is this person maybe going through somewhat similar things? Is this person going through worse things? You know, what's going on? And listen, there may be someone out there who has everything figured out and everything is perfect and everything is just, you know, how it's supposed to be in their mind. But chances are it's not, right? And what we see as perfect, what we see as, you know, being everything, you know, good, is subjective, right? It's not something that we all align with, right? It's all something that we, you know, have our own opinions on. And I think that's beautiful, right? And I think I've said this as well before, is that we define what perfection is to us, right? A good life for me is completely different probably to someone who lives in another part of the world with different circumstances, right? Good, bad, and ugly from my perspective, right? Someone who's poor may be more happy than me with very little versus me who needs a lot, right? Or someone who needs a lot more than me to be happy is only happy when they get that. So it's something that you have to realize that every single person's point of view of what a perfect situation is and happiness is unique to their perspective, right? And it's also important to realize that just because they may be happy on some parts of life doesn't mean that they're going to be happy on everything, right? So again, I think I made my point clear. In the end of the day, we are all human and we all have imperfections and we all have struggles. And that should allow you to be grateful for the things you have, because there's always someone out there who's wishing to be you in some way, right? Wishing to have something that you have. And we can't take those things for granted. We need to be grateful for what we have and grateful for everything that we don't even have, right? Like, we realize that oftentimes focus on what we don't have. But sometimes it's actually good that we don't have those things, because otherwise it's not 100% certain that we will have the things that we are happy to have, right? You have a happy family, a healthy family. If you had a lot more money and no family, you know, would you be happy, right? So sometimes the things that you don't have actually allow you to have the things that you do have. And again, most people don't have it figured out. If you think someone's figured out in one side of that life, chances are they're not figured out in another side of life that you may be figured out in, right? So be humble and be understanding and be loving to others, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through, and you don't know what they may go through. So just be there for them and be there for yourself first to allow you to be there for them. So again, take a deep breath and realize what you have, and remember that everyone is not perfect and everyone has their own struggles and no one has it figured out. And it's totally fine if you don't have everything figured out, because that means you're just human. So I appreciate you listening to my podcast and hope to talk to you guys soon. Thank you.